Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing, even when I don't. And I like the sound of starting my own business, Walton Goggins Goggle Glasses. But I'm an actor. I don't know what I'm doing. I needed help. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. I didn't even realize I needed a social media calendar. GoDaddy Aero will take your idea that sounds good and make a business that looks like you know what you're doing. GoDaddy Aero can get your business up and running in minutes. You know what that sounds like? It sounds like a plan. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
I'm Leah Maitland, KCBS Foodie Champ, the Ritz-Carlton, San Francisco, Chef George Varney. Good to see you, Chef. How are you?
Good to see you, Lisa. Doing very well.
It's the holidays, and no place says the holidays better than the Ritz-Carlton here in San Francisco. Before we get into the holiday spirit and all the things happening here, jump in the little time capsule with me. Let's go back in time. Growing up, Toronto, Canada, who was cooking in the family and what was coming out of the kitchen? What was on the meal table at home at night?
It was between my mom and my dad, for sure. My mom, probably for sure, the weekday meals. And then their Hungarian background, so it was very traditional, like soup, goulash, stuff like this. My dad owned and opened the delicatessen, which was a great time. And actually, you know, my best memories of that was during Christmas time, because we had the Santa Claus parade and his store would be right on the parade. So we'd always see that. But as you can see, probably a lot of chocolate at that time. It hasn't stopped, but it was always a good time. Some of my best memories was actually around that time.
Now, around the holidays, traditions, were there any Hungarian traditions, any traditions that your family instilled or were part of your family culture growing up? Things that you always had? Was there a cake? Was there a certain thing on Christmas Day? What were those traditions?
We definitely like to eat the dobostort, right? It's a very layered, nice cake. It's not so fashionable now, but I think it's still a great cake to eat during that time. And we always kind of celebrate Christmas 24th nighttime. The dinner, that was the big time, was dinner time. And 25th was, okay, getting used to Canadian and American culture this way. But our big thing was the 24th dinner time right before.
Well, listen, your journey in cuisines taking you all around the world, but a big chunk of time in Asia. What was your takeaway from your time in Asia? If you look back at those years from Shanghai, Macau, in terms of the cuisine, maybe lessons of the chef from the way they do things in Asia around cuisine, the biggest takeaways?
Some of the biggest takeaways, it was quite interesting because, as you know, like China and Thailand, Macau, they're very strong food culture behind them, right? And, you know, it could be one of those tough things to do, I think, was like getting, you know, a simple dish that has such a historical context behind it, but how to elevate it higher, right? And make it still be like, you know, people get very sensitive around the cuisine and stuff like that. So they just want to make sure it still feels authentic, still what it is, but, you know, bring it to another level. And I think that was one of the big takeaways. It was great to see like that development, especially in all of Asia, was like taking their humble dishes, their similar roots, but then finding ways, and the chefs around there who I worked with and ate around with, how they were able to elevate higher and higher and bring it up to, you know, world level. Michelin came in when I was there, and you could see it was getting developing faster and faster than any place in the world.
And you don't want to spoil the integrity of a dish that has history, but as you say, elevated, absolutely a possibility. Your journey in cuisine took you to Maui, a very special place. Mm-hmm. You'll spend 3.5 years there. While you were there, Sadly, one of the biggest, most devastating things, fires in the history of the Hawaiian Islands happened. You and your team stepped in to feed people. Take me back there for a moment. What in the darkest of that whole experience, what were the bright points of that in terms of the community and how it came together on Maui and the Ritz-Carlton through that experience?
You just see it was, definitely the first couple of days, especially the first day, was kind of chaotic, right? Like, we didn't know what to do. We had a great GM, Andrew Rogers, who helped lead us away. He trusted me. And, you know, communication was definitely hard, but we worked together quite good well. And, like, I could really appreciate his leadership during that time as well. But I remember, you know, what felt good was, you know, feeding back the community, right? We were feeding our staff in the hotel. Then we were feeding the police officers, the lifeguards, the National Guard, you know what I mean? Then it ended up being, like, the schools, because schools were shut down. We were trying to open up, but, you know, even schools were fully capacitated and places where they get the food were shut down. So, you know, helping people get that first step to start rolling back into life to normalcy. That was the big thing, right? And I remember telling the first couple of meals we had when we gathered a team meeting is like, guys, everyone's going to come inside because we're, you know, the servers there too and stuff like that. But, you know, all we can do is give them a half an hour piece of each meal that maybe their mind's not thinking about it, right? And, like, you know, the best you can do, don't show long faces, don't, you know, blubber and crying and stuff like this, right? Just give them that piece of one meal, right? And then that's how I do believe you just got to stack it up and you can do another meal, another day and get better and better how things is. And that's just one of the takeaways. Just sometimes you just got to put one step forward and just keep moving. You know what I mean?
That's it. The cuisine of Maui, how would you define it?
It definitely has a very proud Hawaiian culture towards it. You know what I mean? So it's same thing like in Asia. We just have to make sure you still, you know, keep it authentic of what it is, but then just find ways to elevate it. You know what I mean? And people are still like, good food is good food. You come here for beautiful scenery, stuff like that. They're very happy. Let's just not screw it up by doing something too funny and making sure people are happy with their meals.
Give me a couple of dishes that you remember fondly from Maui.
I remember, of course, the luau food over there can be quite good. You know what I mean? All the Haina luau was a great time having there and seeing that authenticity and such a long roll into it. Also, when I was there, you know, I bought a Josper ovens, a very special oven, so it kind of cooks and smells the same way because barbecue there is also quite important in Hawaii as well, right?
Yeah.
But getting that authenticity of using keawe wood into it, which is a local wood for barbecuing the steaks and meats and fish. We also have like a whole grilled fish we used to do over there. It was a great, and my chef over there, like Nacho, we call him, was doing a great job of helping it out there.
Props to Nacho. We're here at the Ritz-Carlton here in San Francisco. It feels like the holidays here in the city. You hear the cable cars. It traverses its way up the little rattle of the bells. Christmas here is a special place. San Francisco to you. When you first took this job, what were you thinking you would discover? As a food town, what did you think this town would be about?
I definitely see the different cultures coming in here blend, but still has that, this is like, you know, sourdough bread, the cioppino, stuff that's always been classic here. But you can see there's what I really like, it's almost similar to Toronto. It has a very multicultural blend. It's not just, you know, melted in towards and it has a different weird mix of stuff, but it's really like a tossed salad where everything has their own little ingredients. You have great Chinatown, you know, North Beach, different great cuisines everywhere. I had Burmese food that was really great, you know what I mean? And it just feels good that it still feels authentic. Like even when I went to certain Chinese restaurants, I mean, I tried their North Beijing food where I was there for 5 years and like, yeah, it's on par. Yeah, I mean, it's pretty good.
So here we are, Ritz-Carlton. We're sitting here in the little dining room, private dining room here. My favorite place at the Ritz-Carlton San Francisco is to sit at the bar, enjoy all the cocktail theater with a great mixologist, amazing dramatic cocktails. We'll get to those. But let's talk about the food here.
Sure.
The menu for those who want to come and enjoy the restaurant in the lounge there. What's on the menu here today and around the holidays? What will people discover here at the Ritz-Carlton San Francisco?
I think they'll discover some pretty good food. Like I said, my dad did own like a delicatessen, so we definitely try to upgrade our cheese and charcuterie board and bring in some great hams. And, you know, I love to eat this kind of stuff during the holidays. It just feels like the beginning of it when you have that kind of cold cuts and charcuterie plates from around the world. Of course, you know, we brought our tuna poke in, right? We bring up a higher quality tuna, but I brought that from Hawaii. But we're doing it authentically, right? We're not doing edamames and mango inside. We're doing it how it could probably be what you can still say this is Hawaiian poke. You know what I mean? Nothing funny about it.
And then my eyes are drawn to takoyaki tots.
Yeah.
So this is my plate. Actually, it's funny, when COVID happened, originally they asked us to, you know, get out of China just to take your vacation. It wasn't realizing how big. And I got stuck in Japan for about 6 weeks at that time.
Oh, poor you, chef.
Yeah, that's so bad.
Poor you.
I really tried takoyaki everywhere I went. I went on the streets in Osaka and Tokyo, and it was really nice. But I thought I'd play around with it, of tater tots and then takoyaki style. So I kind of trying to do a new modern take on, like a modern version of not just truffle fries, but some kind of fried potatoes, but a different kind of flavor. And we play around with it.
Well, I'm so excited to try, of course, the takoyaki tots, but also another dish, something maybe you took from Asia here, the Buriko Char Siu. Talk me through this dish and what's special about it.
Fun fact, you can't get pregnant every day. You're only fertile for 6 days, ovulation day and the 5 days leading up to it. Natural Cycles is the only birth control app that can pinpoint your fertile window by analyzing your hormone-driven temperature trends. It's more than just a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app, and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
Well, I first kind of tried this dish just when I was in Ritz-Carlton Macau. And then the Chinese chef actually came over from Ritz-Carlton Hong Kong. And I was able to help them up like on the past service, because there is a one Michelin star restaurant. But they wanted, you know, they still do Chinese food greatly, but they want kind of Western presentation. So sometimes I'll go up and help on the past. And they appreciate it. And then so they would sometimes feed me the food. And I tried this dish and I thought it was amazing pork, you know, amazing taste how they do it. And then, I know, I took that all along over here, blended up a little bit. But yeah, you know, Bill was the great Chinese chef there at the time. He's in Shanghai at the Bulgari over there, which is 2-star Michelin. Mm-hmm. I'm pretty sure they still have that dish there, but it's a great dish actually to try. It's an experience.
Well, we're going to hop in the kitchen just a moment. Some great things happening here around the holidays. The tree lighting, the annual tree lighting coming up. The teddy bear tea coming up, the holiday tea. These are things unique to San Francisco, unique to the Ritz-Carlton here. You do the holidays well here.
Yeah, like I said, I think it's kind of cool how well they do here in Christmas time. Like I said, Christmas was very special to me when I was growing up and on the holidays, but it has a long history here with teddy bear tea and how people got in. This is about memories, right? Like I said, there's only a certain amount of Christmases you could go through, and bringing your kids, bringing your family around, this is when you should be doing it, right? And having that experience you can remember for a long time.
Well, I know Santa Claus will be making an appearance, apparently, at the teddy bear tea. What will be on the menu for the teddy bear tea? Any special items? Sandwiches, of course, usually with the crust cut off. Is that right? I believe so.
Yeah, we're doing a proper afternoon tea for sure. We have all the nice sandwiches and we have these nice special bread, tomato bread, Spanish bread that go with it as well. And Christina, our pastry chef, is doing a great job with all the desserts as well. We get along. So then, and you know, it's going to be the experience of like the food, the tea, the show, the environment. It's all together. That's what I enjoy more, is about the experience of everything.
There will be cakes, you mentioned, right?
There'll be cakes. There'll be sweets for you, just for you.
There'll definitely be cakes, yes?
Pardon me?
I'm saying it twice. Oh, okay. And so for you, chef, the holidays, you're going to be here in San Francisco. What are the holidays about for you?
Like I said, it'll be my first time here. But, you know, any place I think, especially with San Francisco, would be cool to go down and see the lights and people's decoration, their homes. I mean, I always felt that was very special. It's just how people put that effort towards it to make it just feel that extra special time of the year, right? I know Union Square is going to be decorated up, but just, you know, walking around and driving around San Francisco, seeing the lights in people's homes always just brings that memory when I was a kid, always seeing the lights being put up and stuff like that.
And we cannot leave without talking about the annual tree lighting here at the Ritz-Carlton, San Francisco. I have the honor of returning as the host with my co-host, Betty Yu. It's a magical night.
It'll be a great night, yeah. Like I said, I love tree lighting ceremony. Even in Asia, we did it. You know, I mean, it's a big time to see the tree getting lit up. And it's just, you know, you start to feel like it's official. It's that time of the year for Christmas and try to get into that mood, right? Where you get some nice cookies, get some drinks. You know what I mean? Spend time with family and friends. And then, like I said, you've got to appreciate life when it happens now. You know what I mean? And that's the signal that it is that time of the year to have fun.
Well, just to clarify, Chef George, the tree will be lit up. I will not be lit up until after the tree lighting. See my dear friend Shelley giving me a look. Well, listen, Chef, finally, hand in hand with the great cuisine here at the Ritz-Carlton San Francisco, of course, a wonderful wine list, but your cocktails here are unparalleled, over the top, extraordinary. Knockout cocktails, each one tells a story. Can we highlight two?
Yeah, I think the Golden Gate Carl, you know what I mean? You got to appreciate, you know, Carl the fog, and you have a kind of like a bubble fog coming to it. That's, I think, an extremely great job with the front of house did and the bartenders on to making this stuff. And of course, they have a special called the Aura Experience, right? So it's taking the inspiration from what's going up under the church for the Aura going on. And it just, I have to believe it's a great job how they pair it up, because when you see this cocktail, it really does feel like it's matching really well with the experience upstairs, going up the hill.
And it is a show in of itself, seeing the mixologist put the cocktail together. Amazing team here. Let you have the last word, Chef, to those listening. Let you give them a happy holiday greeting. The floor is yours.
No, I just want to say, you know, happy holidays. You know, that's time of the year. Just try to, you know, enjoy life, experience family is the best you can do at that time. And sometimes something like a tree lighting ceremony is what's great to kick it off and feel great for the holidays.
Executive chef here at the Ritz-Carlton, San Francisco, Chef George. Yanni, thank you so much, Chef.
Thank you.
Chef, more on your story, more on the Ritz-Carlton story. Friends, come one, come all. You got the tree lighting coming up, the teddy bear Christmas, all the things you need to know about the Ritz-Carlton, San Francisco. You'll find it. More at kcbsradio.com and click on Foodie Chap. Thank you, Chef.
Oh, thank you.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing, even when I don't. And I like the sound of starting my own business, Walton Goggins Goggle Glasses. But I'm an actor. I don't know what I'm doing. I needed help. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. I didn't even realize I needed a social media calendar. GoDaddy Aero will take your idea that sounds good and make a business that looks like you know what you're doing. GoDaddy Aero can get your business up and running in minutes. You know what that sounds like? It sounds like a plan. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at AboutAmazon.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.